Democrat polling firm, Across the Board Americans Agree Crime is a Major Crisis. By Hannah Blow on July 12, 2021. Americans across the political spectrum say violent crime is a major crisis in the United States. According to the latest weekly survey from the Democrat polling firm Navigator Research. The survey asked respondents to indicate whether they believe certain issues constituted a crisis. Violent crime topped the list, as 54% overall categorized it as a major crisis. A majority of Americans across the political spectrum agreed. 57% of Republicans consider violent crime a major crisis, as do 52% of Democrats and 52% of independents. A majority of Black Americans, 70%, concurred, along with 59% of Hispanic Americans and 51% of white Americans. While 54% across the board identified violent crime as a major crisis, another 37% recognized it as a major problem, though they fell short of categorizing it as a crisis. When asked to describe what kinds of crimes they are hearing about locally, many mentioned shootings, robberies and petty theft, and murder. When asked the same about the country at large, Americans report hearing about mass shootings and shootings more generally, hate crimes, and violence and murder. The Chinese coronavirus pandemic fell behind major crime as a major crisis, as 51% identified it as such. According to the National Journal, this marks the first time crime has surpassed the coronavirus pandemic as the number one issue for all voters. 70% of Democrats consider the pandemic a major crisis, followed by 49% of independents and 30% of Republicans. The spread of misinformation rounded out the top three issues Americans consider to be major crises. 46% across the board consider it a crisis. 49% of Republicans, 49% of independents, and 43% of Democrats agree. But, generally speaking, 62% overall say yes, the country is in a crisis. For Democrats, Black Americans, and Asian Americans, violent crime, the pandemic, and climate change are top crises. For Republicans, violent crime, the border, and China's rise as a global superpower are top crises, the survey found. Among those who believe the country is in crisis, Democrats point to the pandemic, the number of unvaccinated Americans, the economy, and racism, while Republicans point to the border, illegal immigration, and rising prices. It continued, although violent crime remains a common factor across party lines. The nationwide survey, taken June 24 to 28, 2021, among 1,000 registered voters, has a margin of error of +/-2.8%. The Biden White House is reportedly urging state and local governments to use coronavirus funds to fight crime, as detailed in a memo from Susan Rice, the Domestic Policy Council director. Jean Sperling, former economic advisor to Clinton and Obama who is overseeing the spending of the $1.9 trillion relief package, and Julie Rodriguez, White House Office of Intergovernmental Affairs Director. The memo is titled, How Local and State Government Can and Should Use the President's Gun Crime Reduction Strategy and Historic Rescue Plan Funding to Improve Public Safety. The core of the President's plan is a partnership with cities and states, equipping local leaders with historic levels of federal funding and a range of tools to address the multifaceted challenge of gun violence. It states in part, adding that funds should be allocated to support evidence-based community violence intervention programs, summer employment and educational opportunities, and other investments that we know will reduce crime and make our neighborhoods safer. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., on Monday spoke on the subject of rising crime across the U.S., attributing it to weak policies and anti-police rhetoric. Make no mistake, the reason that you have such huge spikes in crime in many parts of the country is because of not standing up for law enforcement, having weak policies where you're letting people out, and you're not prosecuting people who are committing habitual offenses, DeSantis said during an appearance in Green Cove Springs, Florida. That is clearly causing disastrous consequences, the governor added.